Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy back. I'm your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Okay, we've been having quite a bit bad weather going on, and you know, I'm just hoping that everybody who came in contact with the storm, you're safe, because looking at the news, some people have lost their homes, you know, tornadoes and hurricanes and, you know, different things of the sort. So, you know, if you're out in the rain and don't necessarily need to be out in it, please get into shelter, because I've also saw in the news where Rock Creek Park had some flooding and they had to rescue some people up in there, and a whole street is demolished, and you know, so I guess the safest place to be right now is in the confines of your home. Alrighty then, this evening we're going to have open topic because, unfortunately, my guest was unable to keep his appointment due to some emergency. Hopefully, it wasn't didn't have anything to do with the floods or the tornadoes or anything like that. But, you know, whatever it was, I, you know, hope, wish him well. And I'm waiting for my co-hosts to call in and, you know, to get this show on the road because we're going to be having open topic tonight. And that's anything and everything that, you know, you want to talk about. And that means anything and everything except for politics and religion, you know, which I don't discuss on Delicious Talk Radio because it's too much controversy going on behind religion and politics. Now, I don't mind if you have something you want to say about Barack Obama or if you want to mention somebody in prayer or something like that, but just to have a discussion about religion and politics, that's a no-no right here on Delicious Talk Radio. Okay, I've had a few things that I really wanted to talk about to get off my chest, and as you guys know, I'm a big television buff, and I be watching television. Maybe I watch it too much, I don't know, but in any event, you know, some of the shows I watch is that Crazy Maury, but I don't really particularly watch him all the time, just sometimes I may tune into him, but to watch him all the time, no, I don't. But some of the shows on there are just ridiculous. How can a woman who don't know who her baby daddy is, and the worst part of it is when you bring all these men on there, and each and every one of them is not the baby daddy. So that's, you know, that says something about not only your character, but the men that you pick, you know, because if you go from man to man to man in a short period of time, especially the time during when you go through ovulation, what kind of track are you trying to set? You know, then they have the shows on there where someone's been sleeping with my mother and my uncle's the daddy, and oh, it's just crazy, 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 crazy. Today they had a show on there, girl, this guy, he was so adamant that this wasn't his baby, and him and his girlfriend, they getting ready to get married and this and that, and kind of found out it was his baby, and the girlfriend, she got mad. I mean, come on. Then this was a killer. Was a guy on there, he had gotten, well, allegedly two girls pregnant. One of the girls' babies was older than the other one. But anyway, he had a girlfriend, okay? They did the DNA test on the girl who was saying that it was his baby, and he was denying it was his baby. Come to find out, it was his baby, and his girlfriend's baby was not his. He was heartbroken, okay? And sometimes things don't need to be even mentioned. You know, because, I mean, if a man believes that this is his child and everything's going good and this and that, even if you maybe really don't know, you may really think this is his child, but for you to all of a sudden say, well, I cheated and I think that's not your baby, that is devastating to a man. Not only to a man, but to a child, too, when they find out that this man that's been loving them and providing for them, all of a sudden he's gone out of their life. You have to explain that to your children. What happened to daddy? Well, he really wasn't your daddy. I see one of my co-hosts, so I'm going to bring her in. Good evening, Rhea. How are you, darling?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I am fantastic, Dolly. I don't know if you heard me in the beginning of the show, but the guest that was supposed to have been on this evening had an emergency, so we're just having open topic because we haven't had it in a while. So, you know, this will be the end of the open topic, this particular show, because, you know, the season finale will be back in the fall. But, I mean, if it will be back in the fall, but this will be the end of the open topic. But, you know, I was just expressing you know, how these women get on television and, you know, pointing the finger saying, this man is my baby daddy, that man is my baby daddy, and kind of find out ain't none of them the baby daddy. You know,
that shit is so ridiculous to me.
Right.
In my head, I just can't fathom. Even if bad chance, and I just, even though I can't fathom it, you did two guys around the same time. But all those, come on now. I remember this one lady, and I've never watched those shows because they're disgusting to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was in the clinic, and when I went to the Board of Health clinic,
mm-hmm.
and when we were in the clinic, they would have those shows on.
Mm-hmm.
And this one woman was up to 19 guys.
That sounds like Marisol.
It was on Maury. She was up. She was a stocky dark skinned chick.
No, this was I think this girl was either Hispanic or she may have been white. But
no,
yeah,
this was a stocky dark skinned chick. But anyway, she was up to 19. This was on that particular day. It was her 19th test. And when she came out, everybody was looking at her like, "You back again?" And she was deterred. And then when she went and did, I mean, like I said, I don't watch this show, but everybody in there turned around and looked at me, because when they said it wasn't, that broad went running off that stage and fell on the background.
They turned the track stars. Yep, they turned the track stars when you find out out that.
Are you serious? And I'm like, this shit got to be staged. And the nurse is looking at me and she's saying, that stuff happened for real. And I just looked at her and I'm like, you know, I refuse to believe it.
But I'm just saying, how can a woman, now you know how long ovulation lasts. How can a woman get with that many men during that particular time?
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that is just.
Because you only have like 3 days.
That's what I'm talking about. So
and we don't know we don't know if all that whole 3 days is during the actual ovulation time. So it's like, really? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I don't get it. That is ridiculous to me. Utterly ridiculous. And all I can think of is like, really? You know, I do know of a case, but even to this day, I truly believe, okay, I do know of a case where a woman that I know slept with two guys on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Within hours of each other. She got pregnant. She was with one guy, one of the guys was a boyfriend, whatever, and the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Was somebody she formerly dated, but
mm-hmm.
they were messing around pretty much for a while because they stayed around each other too much. But anyway, when that baby was born, I looked at baby Denton, the baby's face, and I knew, and I was only 14, 15 at the time, I knew who the father of that child was when I looked that child in the face. But she named him, he's a junior, to her boyfriend, and I'm sitting here like, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about
to this day they've never admitted it that otherwise. But it's funny because as he grew older, he doesn't have a relationship with his quote unquote father, but all the girls do.
Mm. Jade is on the line. Good evening, Jade. How you doing, darling?
Hi. How are y'all?
We're okay.
Oh,
we're talking.
I know I sound like a man today. I'm so sorry.
Well, check this one out. This lady had a set of twins. Why both of them had different daddies?
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I've
yeah.
never heard that before.
Mm-hmm. They had different daddies.
It's a rare thing, but it's when both the eggs drop and she's had within a certain amount of hours, I don't know if it's 48 hours or 24 hours or something like that, but she's had intercourse with two different men, and both of them have...
And both eggs have fertilized.
Yeah, one has gotten to one egg, and the other one has gotten to the other egg. Yeah, they
wow.
Fertilized yep. the egg. To, yeah.
They're considered fraternal, right?
Yeah, they're maternal twins.
They're not identical. Yeah.
But isn't that something?
Because it's two separate eggs. Yeah, okay. I mean, scientific-wise, I just, this is like, wow.
I think that it's like one in a million or something chances of it happening, but it happened because it was a story about a woman who she had one white baby. They were twins. One was white and one was mixed. And it was like a big thing because they were like trying to figure out how was one baby white with blonde and blonde hair, blue eyes, or whatever, and the other one wasn't. And
Well, I think I remember that case. What had happened? Well, what they had said was that it was somebody in the bloodline who was white, and that's why was. Gene was passed over or something like that.
She had her boyfriend was white and she was sleeping with a black man.
No, this was a black couple that had a white baby and a black baby.
I knew
baby,
about the
twins.
Black couple. Black twins. They were twin little girls.
Yeah, no.
And
no,
one
no,
was
that,
very...
That one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, yeah. I know gene pool and all that stuff can be very dominant, and I also know of a couple who ended up getting divorced because the man was determined that was not his child, and the mother kept saying that it was. I don't know if they did DNA or whatever, because he ended up leaving because he was just that angry because he said that wasn't his child, and it was his. It was the woman's grandmother. Could have passed for a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that baby came out with those fair-type features, because the baby had light eyes, and the baby was extremely fair-skinned, and both of them were dark-skinned.
Right.
And
you can,
said that
you
wasn't
can
his
have
child.
Your you can be, like, I've seen people where the parents are fairly, like, mid-size average, average height. But maybe the uncle or someone has height to them, so it becomes a taller child when they grow up, and they're like, wait a second, and it's like, no. But I'll tell you this one, and this guy was stupid. He was just stupid. So it doesn't have anything to do with the twins and all that other stuff and science. So this guy, this lady had, she had a. Oh, my gosh, I can't remember what sex was the baby. I think it was a boy, and he had all girls or something. Or he had all boys, and this one. No. He had all boys from different women, and this lady got pregnant with a girl. He said, that is not my baby. That's not my baby. Broke up with her, called all kinds of hoes and everything, and she messing around.
God.
Because I can't have girl babies. I don't have girl babies. All my babies
stupid.
Are all boys. I make boy babies. I've ever heard in my life. And he was the father of that baby.
Yeah, well, they be
I know somebody who said that same thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was a show on Murray where the guy, this was the day the guy said because he had six fingers and the baby didn't, so it wasn't his baby. I mean, they just, stupid excuses and just dumb reasons. I don't even understand how a person, first of all, if I didn't know who my baby daddy was, trust and believe, nobody else would know. Because, number one, if I'm in a relationship with one guy and say we broke up for a minute or whatever and I got pregnant by another guy and I know who the baby daddy is, but if I get back with my first boyfriend, that's his baby, okay?
That's right.
Because
I
it would cause...
Go on. Sorry. don't even need to be talking. No, I was getting ready to say, I've seen where twins, I cannot remember what it's called, but they had these twins where it was one, they talked about the hair and the complexion because it was one that was completely lighter than the other and had really curly, really different texture than the other one. The other one had more of a coarse texture hair and was of a darker complexion. And so they also seemed to talk about that. And I said, you know, that I don't like. And I don't like that because what happens is it causes favoritism in some type of way. It causes a lot of questions. People are wondering, well, how are y'all twins? You know, just different things like that. And one of them are going to feel slighted. And so I just wish that sometimes people treat, not sometimes, I don't even know why I said sometimes, freak of nature. But I just wish that people would treat these kids the same. When these women choose to have babies, even outside of something like that happening, when they have babies from different men and the complexions are different and, you know, everything is going on differently within
but
hair
society
color.
Can make the difference too.
It does, but you know what?
Because my middle son has his first child was with a white woman and his second child was with a black woman. And people often make comparison of those two girls. And I told him point blank, I said, you need to pop your ass right down in the middle of them and stay there because you're going to be the stabilizing factor. You need to make sure that these two girls love each other so much that these people out here in the street can't do what they were doing. And I'm going to tell you,
twice, he
has posted pictures of them on Facebook, and my oldest granddaughter has gotten like 30 and 40 likes, and my youngest granddaughter has gotten one. And it's like, I told him, I said, and he got mad at me for a while, and he won't admit it, but he did. I said, you have given birth to a study. I said, now you need to make sure that you break the mold and don't let what society gonna do to these two little girls do to them. And you need to pop yourself, baby. You can't. Let me tell you something. It is the funniest thing. You cannot separate them two little girls for nothing in the world. When the oldest one goes to the youngest one birthday party, at the first, because she's only two, right? So the first time when she turned one, everybody was looking at her, and the little one was like, okay, Lexi, okay, Lexi. She called her older sister, and the only person who could stop the baby from doing all that running was Alexia, who was her older sister, you know what I'm saying? And then when she was, okay, now put your hat on. They tried to put her hat on. She'd take it right back off and sit on the table. She'd take it right back off and say, Alexia went over there. Mackenzie, I need you to put your hat on so they can sing happy birthday and take your picture. We're going to wait right here. And she put the hat on her and she kept it on. It's the funniest thing to see them together.
Wow.
But and last thing, this is, like they say, from the mouths of babes, we sitting at a table out having dinner at a seafood buffet, and people are walking past, and a couple of times people stopped and said something to Alexia. Alexia looked at her father and said, this is the baby. People are supposed to stop and talk to the baby. Why are they not talking to the baby?
Mm-hmm.
And then we all looked, and nobody said nothing. I had to drop my head because I'm like, she, from the mouths of babes. So when the next person came past and said something to Alexia, oh, you're so cute. She said, this is the baby. I'm like, and Kevin's trying to stop. I'm like, it's too late. She already picked up on it. She sees something.
Mm-hmm.
She sees what's happening because they weren't saying nothing to the baby. And I'm like, you know, but that's society doing that. And it's interesting because most of the people that was working in our area were Hispanic. And majority of the women said something to Alexia. And she got perturbed because they were not saying anything to the baby. So that's what we, in society, it's unfortunate that, and we do that, but nowadays it's more, quote-unquote, mixed around than I know it was when I was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have thought people would have started getting over that. No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's just, you know, it's kind of sad, you know, because people just are so judgmental when somebody is different, you know, because now they're saying, okay, I've been observing different things that's been going on in the media. You know, this girl, what's her name? The one who won the Academy Award, who played in 12 Years a Slave.
Yes.
Now they're saying that they're saying she's the most beautiful woman in the world. Now, before that chick, listen, the one who played in The Help, she was the most beautiful woman in the world. Come on. I mean, not to say that they're not beautiful, but they are some, I mean, when I say beautiful, I mean beautiful black women in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So society has a way of saying these things and, you know, picking the ones that they want. You know, but there are some women that are more beautiful than those two that was chosen to be the most beautiful women in the world. And I think that's an insult to black women anytime they pick two, you know, these women simply because they won awards, they was in movies. Look at all the other beautiful black women who contribute different things to society, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you had mentioned, Rhea, society has a lot to do with things when it comes to a person's look, a person's lifestyle, you know, and that's really sad.
Well, I know one of the things that bothers me to the core is, and I'm trying real hard not to be unfair when it comes to her, but Zoe Saldana, I am sick of them giving her the roles that they're giving her. I'm sick of it.
Is that the one they was going to get to play Nina Simone?
Yes.
Oh, no. See, and that's another thing.
All the black women out here, why would you pick somebody that you got to remake, supposedly, to look like? I don't get it. It just bugs me.
A good candidate for Nina Simone, I think, would be Whoopi Goldberg.
She was there.
But, you know, they, huh?
She would have been, but they wanted, I'm sure they wanted somebody younger, and
uh-huh,
I get
but,
that, okay?
Right,
I do
but
get
they,
that.
They pitched the wrong actors for these roles, because just like, I don't know if you're familiar with the movie, what was the name of that movie? It was a movie about Petey Green, which was, he was a guy who lived here in Washington,
D.C.
Talk to me. Now, Petey Green was light-skinned. They had Don Cheadle playing Petey Green. You know, and I thought that was a daggone shame. And then his wife and his children, they didn't even get their approval for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had Cedric the Entertainer. Well, Cedric Entertainer fit Nighthawk's description because Nighthawk was a dark-skinned DJ and he was kind of big. But Petey Green, they could have got, what's that guy? I can't think of his name.
Terrence Howard?
Yeah, Terrence. They could have got Terrence
right?
Howard. Right, yeah. They could have got Terrence Howard to play him. But they had Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle is so far from even, he don't even, nothing, one thing about Terrence Howell, you can almost see Petey Green in him, a younger Petey Green, because Petey Green was light-skinned, and all you had to do is put a bush on Terrence Howard and go for it, you know. But they just, that's what pisses me off, how they cast these players in these movies, especially the movies to imitate somebody. Now, they got a movie, James Brown, coming out, and I don't know who this guy is, but he's dark skin, but he's really tall and skinny. When James Brown really wasn't that tall.
No.
You know, they need to get people as close to the person that they are going to be casting in these movies, you know, to make it really authentic, opposed to, like you said, Zoe for Nina Simone. Nina Simone was black.
Man, please. And then when you look at the pictures, the filming of it, you can clearly see that the coloring on this woman is not authentic. You can clearly see that the color is nowhere near Nina Simone's coloring. Nina Simone was as dark as I am. And so
let me ask you,
really?
Does Zoe, is she a singer or an actor? What is her career?
She's an actress.
Pattern? But she can't
sing.
She's an
actress.
Oh,
nope.
Okay. Wow. Nope. You know, it just, I don't know. Maybe they should have got Patti LaBelle to do it. Or let me see.
But see, first of all, they needed somebody. Because they're taking her through stages of age, and I get that. So you need some younger people, actresses or whatever, to do that part, and I get that. Okay, but they're still a better person for that part. Believe it or not, probably would have been the girl who just was on Dancing with the Stars last season, the girl from Glee. Because Nina Simone was not a small woman.
I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
She was a full-bodied woman.
Yeah.
And the girl from Glee, all you had to do was slap a wig on her. You wouldn't have to put all that makeup on her face and put teeth in her mouth and put all these things to try to change the shape of her face to make her a full-faced, dark-skinned woman. Come on now. Come on.
Well, what about Diana Ross being Billie Holiday? And she's a toothpick. Billie Holiday was a little thick.
She was thicker. She was
thicker.
And
she was light.
You're right.
Then.
She was lighter complected. You're right.
Yeah, they kill me, but whatever. You know, that's just how society is. They want them how they want them, and that's just crazy. Well, we're going to take a little commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gail Delicious Johnson. I'm more than just a radio personality. I'm also a best-selling author of 5 published books, publisher, ghostwriter, poet, and a speaker. My latest book, a fast-paced, action-packed, drama-filled novel titled Back to Zero, is available. You can order your autographed copy of Back to Zero and any of my other books from my website. That's www.jjpublishing.com. If you're looking to have your dreams come true in a book, look no further. I am the founder and owner of my own independent publishing company, JJ Publishing. JJ Publishing offers the service to fit the new or seasoned author's budget. There are no hidden fees. I display a professional business attitude towards my clients while treating them with dignity and respect. My mission is to make the first-time author as well as a seasoned author's use of JJ Publishing Service a most beneficial and memorable experience. Back to Zero is selling out fast. Don't be left out. Go to my website. Again, that address is www.jjpublishing.com. After you make your purchases, check out my website. I thank you all in advance.
Baby, I'm yours, and I'll be yours until the stars fall from the sky. Yours until the rivers all run dry. In other words, until I die. Baby, I'm yours.
All right, that was Barbara Mason, Baby, I'm Yours. I love that song from back in the day. Okay. All right, we're having an open topic because, unfortunately, my guest had an emergency. But we'll discuss a few things, and we're going to, you know, discuss whatever we want to talk about tonight. If anybody out there listening has something that they want to talk about, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877, and the chat room is closed. Sorry about that. But, you know, we're just talking about any and everything, getting things out, you know, just chopping it up. So, again, if you want to join in or got something you want to talk about, no matter what it is, call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. Okay, so we discussed it, baby daddies and society. I really want to touch a little bit down on this controversy going around about this guy who owns the Clippers. Is it the Clippers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, my thing with all that is, you know, I can understand, you know, people being in an uproar, you know, about what he said about black people. But, you know, this man is definitely crazy. You can tell he's crazy anytime he has a wife and a girlfriend, and then he know his girlfriend is half black, half Mexican. Then he going to tell her that he don't want her, you know, bringing him around. He don't want her bringing him to the game. He don't want this. He don't want that. But a dollar to a donut, the blacks are what's supporting him, what got him to be a millionaire. And, you know, and it really doesn't surprise me when white people say derogatory things about black people, because that's in some of them's nature. I'm not going to say all white people, because believe it or not, there are some good white people out there. Then you have the ones that, just because they can't wear their uniform to work, I'm talking about the hood and the robe to work, they have an attitude. So, you know, I think he has issues. And his wife, she got to be crazy too, because you know what? It's no way in the world, I don't care if he's a billionaire, whatever. I'm not going to sit still while my husband has a girlfriend, and it's all in public, everybody know it, and she sits next to them. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Because, see, I'd be somewhere hiring the best lawyer in the entire world. So when I did get rid of him, if his pockets weren't dry, they'd be close to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, money talks, BS walks, and I imagine that's the reason why she's staying in it. But I can't understand, because even if she should leave, it seems like she would be set, you know, for life, because her life really is not going to be but for so much longer anyway, as well as his. They said they banned him from life on the Clippers. How much more life do we have in him? You know, and then this girl, what made her all of a sudden, you know, record that conversation? And I know it's not the first time that he's said something like that to that girl, or they had these little arguments about her being half black and half Mexican. You know, he says he wants people to think of her as an intelligent white woman. Duh.
Do you know who her best friend is?
Who?
You couldn't guess.
Wait a minute.
Her best friend is Karen Stephens.
Who?
Superhead.
Oh, Karen Stephan. What?
Whatever her name is. That's her best friend.
Wow. That's her best friend? Well, you know what?
That's
they must have, Stephan must have turned her on to that old geezer or something, because.
Yeah, that's her best friend.
Right, and somebody was saying on the internet yesterday that she was a shim. So. I don't
what?
Know if that's true,
you
but you know,
August.
you got some of these women that you can almost look at them and tell by their facial features, because when I look
you know
her,
what, this is really, really mean, and I really can't help myself, but oh, you got my mind going now. Do you know that picture that has went around, and it talks about boob job this, makeup this, haircut this, and forgetting to tuck in your balls?
Yeah.
Like
this. I see,
okay, tell me that don't look like her.
Mm-hmm.
that faith on that woman. And it's interesting that you brought that up, because I was talking to somebody earlier, and I said, but she looked like somebody I've seen before with short hair. And we were trying to remember where, and as soon as you said that, it popped in my head.
Yeah, because that's what they're saying on Facebook. That's,
oh, wow.
It's a shim. You know, and
oh,
that
wow.
could be true. It could be true because, you know, he's an old fogey and, you know, he just figured he wants somebody young to hang on his arm or whatever. I don't know. I don't know how they hooked up. And furthermore, I don't care. But when I was looking at a picture of I think her name is Stick or whatever, when I seen a picture of her today and I said, she does look kind of manly, because even her throat looked like, look kind of, you know, don't look like a woman's throat. But
wow.
It could be a shim. You know, maybe that's why his wife ain't so upset. I don't know. But trust and believe, he could not be my husband.
Well, the wife is suing her now.
Suing her for what?
She's trying to get back
would...
the $2 million
the plus condo
that she
and
got
all that kind
him.
Of stuff that
because
he gave
her. Because she's gotten two cars, a truck, a house,
condo.
A property, as a...
Well, you know what? She needs to be suing her husband.
But you know what? It to be honest, those were considered gifts. And 9 times out of 10, the court is going to say that was a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't have to give a gift back.
It's happened before.
Wow. That is just so crazy, Tully. It's just, you know, and then, you know, for him to, and then they talk about selling the team and all this other kind of stuff. But, see, I think that the players are the ones who really, you know, have the upper hand, because they could all just walk away, you know, but then people
are
saying, well, they... Right,
no,
because of contracts.
Can't.
I know, because of contracts.
And it's really unfair the way society is attacking the Clippers, because that's their job. And
right.
At the end of the day, these people have mortgages and children and all these other things, just like anybody else do. And when you're under contract, you can walk away all you want to. But see,
yeah,
you
that's the only thing
them.
That's binding
exactly.
them is a contract.
Exactly.
But, you know, if
exactly.
they didn't have those contracts, you know, I'm quite sure they may have a nice little nest egg laid away somewhere or something like that. And I would just walk away. If my contract was up, see you. Or, you know, maybe another team may try to buy them for their team or whatever. Something, you know, just to – but, you know, it's sad, because they also showed on Unsung where this white guy had owned the Harlem Globetrotters. Remember them?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Boy, that story was really sad, because white man had owned them. And, you know, this was back in the, I think, 40s or something like that, when they first came out and stuff like that. And you know they had white this, black that, white this, black that. And when they would go to different places and play, they either had to sleep on the bus or in their cars or the black people's houses who lived in the town, because they weren't allowed to sleep in the hotels. They wasn't allowed
was
to eat
that,
in the restaurants. Huh?
Is the movie Ringo and the Traveling All-Stars or something, is that based on them?
I thought that was a
think
football
so.
Team. A baseball team.
That,
No,
that was a baseball.
A
that was a baseball movie. Okay,
right.
That was a baseball movie. Because you know what? The stories are almost parallel.
Because
as you're talking, because I've never seen that before, and it was on Bounce TV one day last week, very late, like in the middle of the night, because I haven't been sleeping well at all. And I stayed up, and I saw probably 3/4 of it. And the story you're telling when you speak of the Harlem Globetrotters, it parallels that story.
Right. Well, it'll be coming back on Unsung again. If you get a chance, watch it, because it was really
it was
well,
I'm going to go on the I'm going to go on the thing and look it on the internet on their site tomorrow.
It was really sad, because, and this guy, he was getting rich, you know, off of them. And then when they started up the NBA, the white players was getting paid more than, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters. And so one guy had threatened to quit, and I think he did quit. And he went with the NBA or something like that because they said, how come they don't have no black players in the NBA? And, you know, just that, all these different things that transpired over the years. And, you know, but it's just, you know, like white people are very business suave, very business savvy, I'm saying. And one thing about them is when they set out to do something, they do it. Now, you got some blacks that are like that, but if all the blacks were band together and did like the white man did, we'd be so far ahead. We would be so far ahead, but everybody's so afraid of somebody getting more than what they have. You know, and they have that crab in the barrel syndrome. You know, you get to the top and they're going to pull you right back down. You know, if you get to the top, pull somebody else up. Then that person pulls somebody else up. You know, keep pulling people till you pull them all to the top. But since it's been inbred in us to, you know, be looking out for number one, that's just how it is. It's, you know, it's a sad situation, but that's how it is.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Yep. And, you know, and then they were saying something about the NAACP was supposed to have been giving him an award this month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But are they still going to do it? Because somebody was saying something about the NAACP. Something they were saying about it. I can't
but
remember.
They were saying something about that he was getting this humanitarian award because of his work with black children.
Mm-hmm.
And I read something yesterday. Don't know if it was true. And it was almost like the NAACP last week pulled, they said they weren't giving them the award, and this week they're kind of backtracking.
Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of endorsements that he had had pulled out, and he's making...
They lost some big contracts.
Right, and this
but
one...
See, that's how you, first of all, that's how you hit them. If you don't get them in their pocket, you can do all they don't care. But when you start messing with them dollars, and if you notice when them endorsements, when them people start pulling them endorsements, all of a sudden the NBA went ahead and made that decision real quick, didn't they?
Yep. Yes, they did.
I guess they wanted to say, we want to make sure it stopped right here. They made that decision real quick. But then they got an article out today where 400 black athletes supposedly put this huge amount of pressure on the NBA officials and, like, gave them an ultimatum. And it looks like, what's the guy, what's that little short, not Ron, the one who used to have a snagger tooth in the bottom of his mouth on the bull when Michael Jordan was there. Come on, Rhea.
I don't know, darling.
Well, anyway, it looked like he was the one that was leading the pack when they showed them, you know, as a group. But supposedly, like, 400 black athletes, because I was going to say players, but it wasn't just players, came to the NBA and, like, gave them an ultimatum. And you better believe if they did do a walkout, ain't no basketball.
Because
you
Magic Johnson,
that's what? 80% black?
They said Magic Johnson wasn't thinking about buying a clip. But Oprah Winfrey was thinking about it. But they saying that's just a rumor. But I don't know. She might buy them. But whatever, it's just, you know, it's a hot mess. You know, he paid $12 million for him back in whenever he bought him, but I know they're so much worth
now. He don't get that money times over many times.
Yeah, because he's a billionaire. He sure did. He's a billionaire. Yeah, but...
you just got to watch what you say, because you never know.
That's true. That is so true.
Maybe your girlfriend was tired of him, tired of, you know, his ways or something, and that's why she recorded that. Because she kept egging it on. If you listen, she's really trying to egg the conversation on.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's
that
what it sounds like.
Yeah, I think that if she had stopped in the beginning, we wouldn't have heard as much as we heard.
And then
but
I know she got...
The part of that offended me more than what he said about the blacks was the way he was talking to her. Oh, and you got a mouth on you. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, really? And, it was certain parts that he was saying, they supposed to see you
well,
as
you
just
know
a
what?
Little nice white girl?
You know what,
really?
What annoyed me even more was her. I was offended by what he said, don't get me wrong, but I was more annoyed with her because she just sounded like a, you know, an offensive blonde, but she sounded like a dumb blonde. She really did.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just
mm-hmm.
was annoying. And at one point he asked her nicely to let the conversation go. He actually was nice about it and say, I don't want to talk about it no more. Please stop. I don't want to talk about it no more. So there was a moment where he was like telling her, let it go. And she
mm-hmm.
kept going. Well, I'm sorry you're mad. Well, please tell me, why are you mad? I mean, because he happened to be a black guy and I can't help it. I like this. And I'm like, why do you keep on egging him on? Like, obviously, she was. There was an ulterior motive for this. That's all how it sounds. So if everybody kind of opened their eye to it, and understand that yes, we all disagree with what he said and his source of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the fact that she really egged that on. Like she kept pressuring it to get out whatever. There's an ulterior motive for that, and maybe there was a blackmail involved. She didn't get what she wanted and decided, I'm putting this out for everybody to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Or she shared it with somebody who leaked it and put it out there. I don't know, but that went out for a reason. You know what I'm
No doubt. No doubt. She and then that's the first. Has anybody ever seen her before with him or anything?
No, all of a sudden, I've never seen, I've really never even
She just came out the woodwork at that particular
right.
time.
Right, I never.
So maybe she wanted to get out on the forefront.
Right, maybe she was tired of being chicken fettle and decided, you know, okay, you want to play that game, you know. Because she was sitting there also emphasizing, I'm Mexican and black. And do you want me to rub my color off of me? And he was telling her, this is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying, you know. So, yeah, we disagree with his opinion and everything. But, one, if they were together for I don't know, from what I heard, one minute I heard it was over 2 years. Next minute I heard it was longer than that. It has been a minute. But whatever the case may be, however long they were together, you cannot, what's that old saying? About changing your stripes or whatever, you can't change
a leopard
your hide your stripes.
Leopard never
yeah,
changes his
yeah.
spots.
Right, and you can't change the spot. Right. So she knew eventually, you can fake it, but you cannot fake it for too long. She eventually knew his true colors and knew how he felt about that team and everybody that was black and they color their skin. Do we say that he secretly... was he secretly prejudiced? He may have been secretly prejudiced, but he also secretly liked colors and wanted to sleep in bed with colors because he did with her. So irregardless, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, well, it is what it is, you know? Next topic.
Yeah.
Because we're making you know what? Here's another thing that I don't like. We're making such a big topic over him. He's not even worth a conversation. Cancel his ass, the contract, and everything else, and move on. That's how I feel about it.
Yep, because, you know, he's barred for life, and, you know, he doesn't have too much more life left. I don't know, how old is he? 80, 90? How old is he?
50, 80.
In his 80s?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, he won't be here too much longer. But you know, the thing of the matter is that people, especially you know,
he won't be here too much longer after all of this that happened.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna weigh heavy on his heart, and he might
that's
have a heart attack
stressful.
Or a stroke
yeah,
or whatever.
It's gonna be stressful on his heart. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you know, my thing is, you know, black people need to, and I'm not trying to say, you know, don't worry about things when white people, you know, say this or say this about us, but my mother always said, don't worry about what a person says about you. And you don't have to answer to everything they call you, you know.
Right.
Somebody calling you out your name, you ain't got to answer. It's what you answer to.
Right.
You know, so if you're not calling me, you know, all the beautiful things that I am, then, hey, I don't even hear you.
Right.
You know, so, and then there's, go on.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and then it was something that Magic said that I, the only thing that I disagree with, I agree with everything he said, but the one thing I disagree, he said, this is 2014, I thought that this was over with. It's never going to be over with.
What rock was he under?
Because the rock he came from under? The rock he came from under was money. When you're rich and you live a certain, you're going to get those people who are going to treat you certain ways because of who you are.
Right.
You
see
what I'm saying?
He hasn't felt
what the average African American has felt. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He hasn't experienced that.
Right. You're right. But you know what? When he said that, I was like, that's going to always be there. We're going to all be dead in our graves in a new generation, and then a new generation after that is going to still experience that kind of hatred. Because whatever color it is, it's like this gentleman who did this and say and had that conversation with that girl. That kind of hatred is passed down from generation to generation to generation.
Yep.
So regardless of what we all try to do to try to, you know, come together as one and all that stuff and try to educate our children and then their children and stuff, you're going to have them that's going to be passing that kind of ignorance down from generation to generation.
Yep. And then they talk about, well, we got a black president and what difference? Because they don't call him every kind of monkey.
And nobody has tried to assassinate him. I really am. That worried me the first, his first.
Well, they put it in movies, though. Believe that. Olympus has fallen. And
I was
nervous.
Mm-hmm. But after then, I wasn't as much.
What'd you say, Rhea? I didn't hear you.
His first term, I was nervous. Because
yeah,
I just knew somebody was going to kill him.
His first,
I was so scared of what it was. Not just his death, don't get me wrong. But the backlash from that, man, Lord. Our cities would still be burning.
Yeah, I didn't think that he was gonna make it that term that first. I said first quarter. Y'all know I don't feel good. I'm so sorry. But yeah, his first term. I didn't think he was gonna make it.
That first term, I was nervous. I was really nervous. And when we got through the second election, I kind of calmed. But even during that second election, I was nervous. It's like the fallout from it would have been so devastating.
Well, I think that that's another thing is that they're looking at, they probably looked at was that, like you said, we still would have been in war right now.
We would still be in the midst of it.
They probably know that and said we ain't going to mess with him because it would be a lot of repercussions.
Even Farrakhan on national TV said, that is our president. Touch a hair on his head. I'm sitting there like, what did you just say?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And when he said it again, I'm sitting there, I'm like, damn. You know? It was like, okay. So, I mean, the reason I even brought that up was because, you know, that that crosses lines. And so it got to a point where it didn't, you know, they have disrespected this president more than anybody I've ever seen in my 51 years of life.
Yeah.
They have, I mean, but
they refuse to address him as president in the first place. It's always Mr. Obama or Obama. You know, but, you know, he knows he's the president. We know he's the president. So I guess, you know, that's a known fact. So if they don't, that's on them. They're the ones that are showing ignorance and disrespect. You know, so, and, you know, like I said, there's some good white people. Then you have the white people that get mad because they can't wear their uniforms to work. The hood and the
their robes. Just like you know, I do not despise too many people, but I despise Donald Trump breathing.
Oh,
and last
Lord,
week he gonna say he walks like
bird
a black man.
Head when
when he said
he
that, kid, I'm
bird.
Like,
what kind of hairdo is that? What is that hair?
What is he supposed to walk like? I'm like, that man disgusts me. That man discusses everything about and that one right there, that is one of the most racist people that has a public forum, and people act like they don't know that.
Yes, he is.
I mean, it's like, have you ever sat back and watched him? Have you ever sat back and I go, but when he said that last week, I just laughed so hard. I said, you know what, leave him alone. Leave him alone. He got another year or so, and he will be out of office, and let's see what happens. They better be trying to pay attention to make sure Joe Biden don't get in there. Because if Joe Biden get in there, God bless who we in. Because I don't think they would be able to keep that muzzle that they attempted to put on him.
Well, it's this this Muslim. His name is Lou Muhammad, and I'm going to, when I get a chance, I'm going to. I should have put it on tonight, but he was speaking about racism, and he explained just what a racist is. A racist is a person who loves their race, like a piano. A piano player is a pianist. They love playing the piano, you know, and different things like that. He broke it down. So this white man, he said that the black race is the first race, was the first race on the continent, on the earth. This white man said, no. He said, yes, it is. And the way he broke it down, it's so true, but I have to really find out, and the next time we have a show, I'm going to let you guys hear that, but if I find out, well, I can send you to the page, but I'm trying to find, I have so many pieces of paper on my desktop, it ain't funny, with writing on all of them, but anyway,
you say, you've been taking that pound up on you.
But he was saying some valid things, you know, and I listened to another piece that he did, and he was talking about when Osama bin Laden, when, you know, he was killed. And what he said was that they never showed the body or anything like that, and then they said they buried him at sea, cast his ashes in the sea or something. But he was a Muslim, and Muslims don't have funerals like that. He was explaining all these things that seemed so authentic, and, you know, like things he was saying was actually real, as far as I'm concerned, because as far as, like, he was saying how the Twin Towers went down and he believed that the United States are the ones, I mean, that Kennedy's assassin was because of different things that he was doing as far as, like, helping out the black people and, you know, just some different things he was saying. It really, you know, made me say, wow. You know, and how.
I know. My guy, he watches the political stuff, and he also says, that wasn't bin Laden. He said they would not have disposed of him the way they claimed they disposed of
him.
Because it would have been an uproar in that whole, you know, because of how they, you know, I guess how they, whatever, their processes. He said that wasn't bin Laden.
And what this guy said, that probably Bin Laden, they probably Bin Laden had been dead for years. And then they, how they had described, he was living in a mansion and all this whole kind of stuff. And when they got over there to this place, they blew it up and all this whole kind of stuff. It looked like a squatters, you know, where squatters live at. But, you know, just the things he was saying was just so enlightening, you know, and it makes you think. It really makes you think, because he says something about the Twin Towers, how it was built. It was built to withstand a plane going in it. Then they said how they could hear explosions going off, you know, intentionally. These were things that was happening, because one of the firemen had, they had an explosion go off in the basement. All these different explosions was going off once that plane hit. Mm. And it's supposed to have been built so it could withstand anything like that.
Well, but that's one thing that really does a number on me when you even look at that, is the way that building disintegrated doesn't
yeah.
make sense. It
yep,
just
that's
does
what he
not
said.
Make sense.
He said
it does not
disintegrate, and it wasn't supposed to disintegrate like
no,
that.
No, I mean, even, like, still being,
yep.
not too much can melt steel. But when you,
right.
I mean, this building literally disintegrated.
Yep. Well,
and it's like, really?
Yep.
That just, it didn't make sense. I agree. There are some questions there that they never, that was never answered, that still ring
right.
true to me, because it makes no damn sense.
Yep. Well, as soon as I find the website, is his name is Lou Muhammad. You can pull it up on YouTube and pull up Osama Bin Laden. What was the title of that one? I got to find this piece of paper. But anyway, when you go there, you can pull it. If I find it, I'll pull it up and email it to you or inbox it to you on Facebook or something. But you listening to that, and it the things that he's saying make perfectly good sense, because the Americans, they lied to us. They lied to us about, what's the guy, the one that they hung, the one who's supposed to have the mass weapons of destruction. I can't think of his name.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
At
well,
him.
Anyway. Yeah, I can see
yeah,
him
yeah.
too. And when they killed the other one, what is it? What else? Saddam Hussein and Anwar Sadat. Yeah, he speaks of all that, but. And they want us to be, you know, they don't want us to know anything. That's why they, you know, wouldn't let us read and all this whole kind of stuff, because knowledge is power. It's definitely power. So
oh, definitely.
They, you know, they said if you want to hide anything from black people, put it in a book.
Put it in a book. They say don't teach your children to read. Teach your children to question everything that they read.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to be closing out the show. We'll be right back.
Listen up. I got to tell you about this beautiful author and publisher, Gail Delicious Johnson. Gail Delicious Johnson is proud to announce the publication of her new revised issue of her latest suspenseful novel, Back to Zero. Read this riveting story of intrigue, conflict, love, and suspense. Follow the trail of abuse, secrets, lies, and love. And check it out. You can't just read the back of the book, because you have to prepare yourself for the mind-blowing, explosive ending. Order your personally autographed copy of Back to Zero by visiting www.jjpublishing.com. That's www.jayjaypublishing.com.
Man, oh man.
best caller, Thomas, Rufus Thomas, Babe Girl, Gee Whiz. That's another back in the day song. Okay. Anyway, I have just enjoyed myself this evening with this last of the open topics, and I hope you girls did as well. I mean, you young ladies did as well. You know, because sometimes things need to be said, and, you know, they never get said. So this is where you can come and take your hat off, take your shoes off, sit down and talk about anything that you want right here on Delicious Talk Radio, Bringing Sexy Back. But we're closing out the open topic until the fall. So if you didn't get in on it tonight, you know, sorry about that. We'll be back in the fall, hopefully now. I'm not going to guarantee that open topic will be back. But you also know the season finale of Gail's Blues Joint was Sunday. So if you guys didn't get to listen to that, you can listen to the archives. That'll be back in the fall. That will definitely be back in the fall. And my musical show, well, you know what? I'm not even going to say that, because when the fall gets here, I got to see, because I might change things up by then. But right now, they're not right now, they're not going to be, you know, I'm just taking a little break, and we'll see what's going on in the fall, because I might switch up and do something else, you know. But, you know, you won't be hearing it for a while. I'll just be here on Wednesday nights, you know, entertaining you guys with guests, or, you know, talking about whatever. But I do appreciate everybody who listened, and sorry I didn't have the chat room open. But I know you guys are out there listening on your iPads, your iPhones, or your life flies on the wall or whatever. But, you know, I do appreciate you when you stop by. And, you know, hope everybody has a beautiful evening. And, you know, always remember that Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sexual, but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. And we appreciate you, our listening audience, for your questions and comments. If you have a show or a topic you'd like for us to discuss, you know, just drop me an email. My email address is gjdelicious37@gmail.com. Or to either my co-host, that's Rhea at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. And put in the subject line, topic or guest. You know, we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour and a half of topics. And, you know, sometimes we'll be here for the full 2 hours of adult conversation, depending on how juicy it gets, you know. And like I said, Gail's Blues Joint is on hiatus for a minute. And Rhea, I really do appreciate you for being my co-host. And Jade, I definitely appreciate you for being my guest co-host. And, you know, everybody remember that Bringing Sexy Back doesn't mean you've lost your sexy. Bringing Sexy Back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. So, Rhea, let everybody know what you do. And then, Jade, you can let everybody know what you do.
Well, I am a book reviewer on the private sector independently, as well as with several official entities. And the best place to reach me is on Facebook. That's Rhea Alexis M. Banks on Facebook. And when you put in Rhea Alexis, I'll be the one that come up. And if you're interested in getting your book reviewed, you can hit me up. I take everything except horror. I will not review horror because I ain't reading it.
Are you scared? Right. You scared of scary? You scared of scary books? You want a nightmare?
Girl, please. You know what? Let me tell you. My sister watches not just 48 hours. It's another one. Unsolved Mysteries or whatever. Mm. And being a house is more funny, because she'll call me and say, "Man, I'm watching this thing on TV and in this house, scaring the hell out of myself. Every little noise I hear, I'm like, you know what? Y'all think, oh, no. Mm-mm. I ain't reading it. Mm-mm. I couldn't get through it. No.
Oh, that's too funny. That's
no. But, Jerry, I do want to say this. I want you to feel better.
Oh, thank you, Mommy.
And back over to you, Gail, but no, don't send me no horror.
Okay. All righty, Jade, you want to let everybody know what you do?
I'm a host over at the Water Talk Radio, and that's on Thursday nights. And then on Saturdays, that's at Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern, and then on Saturday nights at 10:30 p.m. Eastern, we have slow jams, and once a month we have erotic poetry. And then we have a radio station called WTLC Talk Radio, and we have a lot of shows on there too, so you can check us out at 5-1 on Facebook and go on to checking out WTLC Talk Radio and also checking out Erotic Talk Radio, and that's to join the group. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, like I mentioned, you know, if you're out in the rain, and I don't even, is it still raining? I don't know, but they just show some horrible-looking things that happened here. You know, people were taking shortcuts and getting caught in 4 and 5 feet of water, you know,
yeah.
and having to be rescued, and then a whole street, all it just collapsed. I don't know. I think that was in Montgomery County or somewhere, but, you know, this weather is really treacherous, you know, and I love the rain. Don't get it wrong. I love the rain. I particularly love thunderstorms. But the only thing I don't like about them is when the electricity go off. Now, it could rain, it could thunder, it could lighten and everything else, but don't let the electricity go off, because I've had 2 times when my basement flooded when the electricity was off because my sump pump was not working. So, you know, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain, but please don't let the electricity go off. If somebody has a, what do you call those things?
Generator.
Yeah, a generator.
Generator.
Yeah, if somebody wants to donate a generator to me, please inbox me on Facebook or somewhere, because I will pick it up as long as it's in within the DMV, because I really don't want to go through that again. We had to take the carpet up in the basement, and some of the things got ruined in the basement, you know, so I really don't want to go through that again. It happened twice. So, you know, let it rain, but just don't let the electricity go out, you know, and don't let no trees fall on my house. And, you know, but I you know, feeling very, have sympathy for the ones who got the worst of the storm, who lost their homes and lost everything. But there's a bright side to that rainbow, you know, at least you made it through, you know, because material things can be replaced. But, you know, once a life is done, it's done. So, you know, I'm just, you know, so grateful when I come out and go through adversities and come out on the other side, you know, because some people go through them and don't come back. So with that being said, everybody, have a wonderful night, rest of the weekend. See you guys here next week. And tomorrow night I'll be over there with Jay's Erotic Talk Radio at 9 p.m., so you want to stop over there and listen to that show as well. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, all over the place. If you want to know anything, just Google Gail Delicious Johnson. Everybody have a good night. Love you guys.
Love you back.
Good night.
Good night,
okay.
Rhea.
Good night. Feel better.
My Nana got the best radio show on the internet.